Third place finished last week for the Mercer boys, the Meadville tournament. It was a very good tournament last week, a test for all teams involved. Mercer beat Tyne Avalon 53-27, then beaten by Hale 55-47 in the semifinals. Came back strong with a victory over a good Linn County team in Friday night's third place game. HDC competition this week at Winston on Tuesday, North Harrison at Mercer on Friday. Might even take a sneak peek here in this interview at the HDC conference bracket. That's out as of this morning for the tournament hosted by Mercer next week. Coach Wyatt, not what you wanted. I know that you had hopes of being in that championship game, but that didn't happen. But did you like the bounce back that the guys had on Friday night?
I did. I thought, you know, we kind of got our focus back and was able to come out. We played pretty good defense. We played a lot more balanced type of offense on Friday night than we did on Thursday night. So, you know, sometimes that's what it takes is to lose a game to kind of get your focus back. So I was very happy with the boys, the way they bounced back.
Yeah, when I was talking with Coach Wells over at Grundy, I was asking him about Hale because his team ran into Hale in the quarterfinals. He really likes what the Hale Cardinals have. I haven't seen them a whole lot this year, Coach, but they obviously gave you guys some difficulties on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, they've got quite a few pieces, you know. I mean, they've got some guards that can shoot it. They really like to penetrate the ball and are very good at getting to the basket and creating contact, and they finish through the contact. You know, and then they got two or three big kids inside that, you know, are pretty physical and, you know, do all the little things. They rebound well. You know, they don't miss inside shots, you know. So when you put that together and then, you know, they get on a roll, they're a team that can do some damage.
As we've been talking about this too. We didn't have everything postponed or canceled in the month of January, but everybody did get a couple of postponements, and most of those are moved into February. So February is going to be a busy month. We have a couple of weeks before district play. You got the tournament next week, and here we are in February, and it starts with a trip to Winston tomorrow. What's kind of the most important thing that you feel like if the boys can do just a little bit better, that they'll be in position to make a run by the time you get to districts?
I think, you know, as long as we get our offense keeps improving, you know, I mean, we still struggle at times at, you know, having smooth possessions and different things like that. You know, our defense can't falter at all. You know, it's just the little things, you know, that we've been talking about all year. This is the time of year that you hope you get all those little things fixed and you know, hopefully everything goes for you, because it's the time of year when anything can happen. You know, we saw that the other night. You know, I thought we were a better team than Hale, but they really played hard, and, you know, they had a kid get on a roll, and those things happen. So, you know, as long as we keep improving on the little things, I think we're going to be okay.
Are you seeing a lot of box and one against Cam, Coach? Are you seeing teams generally play a straight-up 5-on-5?
Most teams are playing a straight-up 5-on-5. You know, we've had a few that have tried to go box and one, and Cam's the type of player, he's smart enough to know if they go box and one, we got other kids that are going to hurt you, and so far that's what's happened. You know, I mean, they go box and one, and Cam gets the ball to other post players or other guards, and, you know, they've knocked down shots. So the teams that have played against us haven't stayed in it very long, but, you know, that's always, you know, something that we prepare for. So far, it's been okay.
Now, the trip to Winston on Tuesday, and you can look at the forecast and see there's maybe a little bit of, you know, stray ice and snow and stuff like that. So I got my fingers crossed. Hopefully these games on Tuesday happen. But at some point, Coach, as we say, if there's weather, it's either played Tuesday or it's played later. But at some point, you go to Winston, and that's going to be a matchup of, you know, just like it's been for the last 4 or 5 years, two of the more elite teams in the HDC, and the boys know that's going to be a big game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is one that we kind of mark on the calendar every year. You know, our two teams have kind of led the HDC the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, Winston right now is sitting in a good position. You know, we haven't played Winston or North Harrison so far as the conference games. So, you know, those three teams right there are the ones that look like they have a shot at winning it. So, you know, it's definitely a big week for us, and, you know, hopefully we can go down there and we play well, and, you know, it's just a coin flip after that. You know, if both teams play well, I think it's going to be a great game. So it ought to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's obviously a little bit different Winston team. They lost some key pieces to graduation off of last year, so they don't have quite the same record. But they've been tested with a good schedule and still winning a lot more than they're losing this year. When you look at Winston, Coach, what impresses you about what Coach Lewis has this year?
His teams are always just extremely well coached. He does a fantastic job with them. You know, very, very seldom are they going to beat themselves. You know, it's going to be the team that executes the best on that given night. You know, they play extremely good defense. I mean, he's played zone some this year, but he's back to his man now. And, you know, they move the ball well. They've always got kids that can shoot from the outside, and then they've always got a kid that can hurt you on the inside too. So they're just extremely well coached, and that's what makes it fun going down and playing against him, is you know that his kids are going to be ready, and you just hope that our kids are going to be ready, and, you know, you put them out there on the floor and see what happens.
Winston is playing well, and your team is playing well, but you mentioned the three teams that are probably going to be battling here for conference title this week, and that North Harrison team gave that Princeton squad everything they wanted on Saturday in the Gilman City tournament. They came up a little bit short, but the Shamrocks are playing really well right now.
They are. You know, they took us. I said right after the game that there was no way we should have beat them in the South Harrison tournament, and, you know, somehow we did. But they've been a team that I've kind of said all along was greatly improved and I thought could do some damage, you know, this year. So they're starting to put everything together at the right time of year for them. So, you know, this week's going to be really big for us. Actually, the next 2 weeks are going to be really big for us because we're probably going to see both of them again. So, or hopefully we do. So, you know, it's just that time of year where you hope that you've got everything corrected and your kids are ready to go. And, you know, this is the time when everything comes together. So, you know, we just hope that we're ready.
Where's your district at here in a couple of weeks, Coach?
It starts in North Harrison. And then there is talk that if the gym is open at Ketchum, it will move down there.
Gotcha.
I actually haven't seen the exact bracket of how everything's going to work out yet, but that's kind of what the talk is right now.
And you're in the same because, you know, one of the big stories in Class 1 this year locally is that Princeton moved down to Class 1. You are in the same district as Princeton, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that makes that very interesting with the way Princeton is playing right now. Mercer's at Winston. Tuesday night, North Harrison at Mercer on Friday. Then the HDC tournament is next week. Pool play for the Mercer side. Mercer would play Tri-County a week from today at 7:45, and then a week from Thursday, North Harrison at 7:45. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck this week.
All right. Thank you.